Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
77 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for a first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. And here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan. And Dan, just like with Alex Ashlock, you gave this reporter an opportunity about 20 years ago. So we want to thank you for that. And if people don't like what I do, we'll just blame you.
That sounds good to me. I'm used to that, Dave. In fact, I sort of relish it in a way. It's kind of strange. Maybe it's my day as a station manager. That's part of the business, part of the business. But no, you've done a great job. And like a lot of people around here, I mean, you've taken a position and really made more of it than it was when you got there. So that's what it takes. So thank you very much for all of your work.
Yeah, what we've learned is it's not easy to turn a print reporter into a radio reporter. All right, then let's go ahead and take a look at the USDA export sales report for the week ending July 24th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels for wheat this year, 26.7, corn this year, 2.5, next year, 32.5, soybeans this year, 10.0, and next year, 16.0. The Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to trade weak to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower on light buying interest. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower with top prices from $52 to $56. Peoria called steady with a top price of $52. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, July 30th. Negotiated swine purchases were $10,700 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $71.75 to $81.47. The weighted average, $77.53. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $54.67 to $65. The weighted average was $62.55. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,598. The base price range, $73 to $81.84. The weighted average, $79.46. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.60 to $64.60. And the weighted average was $62.55. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt over the last 24 hours, most of the rain that's fallen and some of it heavy is in the southern sections. That would include portions of central and southern Missouri, the southern third of Illinois, southern third of Indiana, and parts of Kentucky. Northern fringe of measurable rain during the last 24 hours with it coming midday yesterday was about around Lincoln to Clinton to Champaign, Urbana, and Danville, not much north of there, with the exception of one little cluster of thunderstorms that formed yesterday afternoon, and it formed in Kendall County in northeastern Illinois and moved across parts of Will and northeastern and north-central Kankakee County and on into southern Lake County, Indiana, and eastward from there to an area south of South Bend around and Elkhart around Marshall County in Indiana before a weekend. But most of the northern sections were dry yesterday. Looking at the radar this morning, before we get into the forecast, I'll just say there's a cluster of thunderstorms now moving across southern Minnesota. They moved across South Dakota overnight, and it's another one of those big windstorm events, and there's a severe thunderstorm watch now in effect for much of south-central and southeastern Minnesota, into north-central and northeastern Iowa, and parts of southwest Wisconsin. That system is moving to the southeast, and there could be damaging winds across parts of that area over the next several hours as this cluster of storms has really packed a punch with the wind. And eventually that will maybe hold together and get into northern Illinois, and there may be some showers and thunderstorms in northern Illinois later today. There's also showers in southern Illinois and southern Indiana right near the Ohio River, but mostly pushed out now, and dry weather will prevail over much of Illinois and Indiana for the course of today. Now, as we go ahead, tomorrow there will probably be a few showers and thunderstorms scattered about the area, but coverage will not be all that great. And then as we go into the weekend, a ridge of high pressure is expected to build in the upper atmosphere. We've been talking about that for a while. And that means a few days of dry weather with high heat and humidity. The center of the ridge is going to be out to our west. So the hottest weather is going to be in the southwestern Midwest. That would be centered over Missouri and Iowa, eastern Kansas, eastern Nebraska, for the Midwest Corn Belt. And west of there across Nebraska and Kansas into Colorado as well. So out in the plains, some locations will get above 100 degrees this weekend. In Missouri, there's a lot of moisture in the ground, so that may help to hold the temperatures back to the upper 90s. But we're looking at upper 90s for parts of Iowa and Missouri. Once you get into Illinois, more or less middle 90s with the hottest weather to the southwest. And then once you get into eastern sections of the Midwest, there will be a northwest flow. It will be cooler, and that means there could be some scattered showers and thunderstorms there as well. So that's an area that we're going to have to watch for not being as hot, but maybe still having a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Probably the hottest day overall will be Monday of next week, Sunday and Monday, the 2 days. But Monday of next week, probably the hottest. And then eventually that ridge of high pressure is expected to break down. That increases the chance of showers and thunderstorms within our area again once we get to about Thursday and Friday of next week. So we're not expecting a heat wave to last for an undetermined amount of time. It appears we're going to have several days of high heat, and then it will turn a bit cooler. Showers and thunderstorms will also move through the northern plains periodically. Probably the area of most concern here as we look ahead to the coming week is that we're going to have still some dry weather in the Delta. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the overnights, September wheat opened at 818 and three quarters, down a half, last trade down a half. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 788 and a half, up three quarters, last trade down 2 1/4. September corn, 602 and a half, up one, last trade down 5 1/2. December 622, up three quarters, last trade down 5. August beans opened at 1394, unchanged, last trade down 4. September 1397, up 1 1/2, last trade down 9 1/2. November 1406 and a half, up 1 1/2, last trade down 9. August soybean meal open at 380.30, up $2, last trade unchanged. August soybean oil open at 58.16, down 10, last trade down 2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
What caught my eye on the export sales report was the exports for corn. For next year, those sales.
Oh, well, yeah, I saw. Those new crop sales came in at 32.5 million bushel. Consider that old crop sales came in at 2.5. The trade was looking for something on the very high end of things, around 34, something along that line. I think we'll see some just additional tries to work higher. I'd say steady to two better at the outset. December corn, Dave, does have a ton of resistance between 623, the overnight high was 623 1/4, and 625. We did see a little reversal overnight, so we could back up things for a couple of days here.
Turn your attention to the beans, where exports were pretty good, too.
Exports there were pretty good, again, leaning heavily towards this new crop. 10 million bushel old, 16 million bushel new crop. Good exports. Even with potential cancellations there, up 2 to down 2 is probably the kind of call we're looking at. I also noticed that there were strong meal export bookings, and the structure of the market has been bearing out that the bean complex is working on strength in the meal rather than the bean oil.
What about the wheat, please?
Wheat down 3 to 5 cents. Exports there were above expectations as well. The dollar move has been kind of steady. Export interest, I should think, would start picking up. The seasonal moves higher. We haven't seen much of anything happen in the wheat market, however.
Has the battle for acres already begun?
I think
2009?
So. I think so. And with this USDA acknowledgement yesterday that the penalty-free CRP acres wouldn't be able to come out, that puts a lot of upside, I think, on this new crop, the 2009 crop.
CME livestock, please.
At the Merck, I would expect to see cattle market up 20 to down 30 type of market. All plants are operating today. This extreme heat is going to put some real pressure on moving livestock, and I think the market will be kind of jumpy because of that. On the hog side, I think we'll be up 30, down 30 kind of an opening. Hmm. The packers are well covered. Several plants have a floating holiday on Monday, so we may see a little bit of pressure here as we go later in the day on the hogs.
Ellen, thank you for being with us today. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.